Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. I am your host, Andy. We got the whole crew in the house tonight. Let's meet him. He's a meatsman, but he hates nature. We got Nick in the house tonight.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Good. Skip him. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, I guess. Good to be here. I'm a meatsman.
Aren't you?
Definitely.
And don't you? Those are contradictions, man. Yeah. You're a walking contradiction.
Is that an M-E-A-T? Like he likes meat or does he like to meat?
No, I like to eat meat. I don't care about meeting people at all.
Sounds like
at all. You know, I still don't care for nature. I like to look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. I took a trip, road trip. It's a lot of cool nature.
Oh, yeah. But made the trip from Kansas to Utah. From here to Utah.
All the way to Utah, yeah. But I still don't really have a desire to engulf myself in it by any means.
You can Google most of those pictures.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
All right. Our TUTP designated hitter. He lives by one rule. If you tell him to zig, he's going to zag. Okay, Ray in the corner.
Oh, hey, I feel like I haven't seen you in like 64 weeks.
It's been a while. It's
been a long time.
Yeah. You have developed an injury in that time.
Yeah, I got to see another orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah. So you just tally it up. Yeah. It's another one on the list.
It's about at a score now. I'm not sure yet, but.
Okay.
Yeah. It's getting up there.
It is. Our music encyclopedia. He's calm. He's cool. He's already annoyed that I haven't finished this sentence yet.
Correct.
What's up, brother? Scotty, Dr. Scott.
Doing great, man.
Yeah.
Loving life. And injury-free.
Yeah, for now.
Nature-free.
Yeah.
Staying indoors.
Sounds fun.
That most recent injury story has not been told on air yet. We'll save that
Okay, one. We'll get to it. We'll get to
it. I like that one. And my man, Big B.
What's going on? Nothing clever for me. Gold. This is boring.
They give you the shirt off his back. He's got a head full of DMB lyrics and a beer in his hand. I don't know. What you got? 8 wiffle ball titles? 9 maybe?
Who knows?
You just lose count after a point.
6 or 7. Yeah. Sure, honestly. 6 or 7. Not from skill at all.
No.
But I'll take the ring. Hey,
a ring is a ring. It's a line drive in the scorebook, right?
That's right.
All right. Very good. Well, we have an episode, it is Gen X heavy. So those of you that were born pre-1980, or we'll throw Nick in there at 1980.
Yes.
I think you're going to like this one, but we'll save that
okay. For
a moment to come here. We're going to jump to our question of the week, and it is a silly would you rather, my personal favorite. You get one extra arm or one extra leg. Pick one.
Is this a listener-submitted question?
It is not.
Okay.
We didn't have...
This is a really stupid question.
Yeah. Thank you. I just came up with it kind of on my own.
Get it over with. I'll take another arm and let's move on.
I don't know if I want either. I mean, I
got to play the pros and cons.
What's
here.
The benefit of either? I don't know.
Well, you are the chef. You are Chef Nick. Tell me you wouldn't want another hand in the kitchen.
Okay. So where's the arm coming out of? I guess I'll start there.
It's someplace convenient. It's a benefit.
Probably coming out of the chest.
I'm thinking there's times when you're carrying stuff or doing something. Man, which, you know, not enough hands, right? I mean, sure. So that's why I'm like, I'll just take the arm.
Yeah. That's never happened. I always make one trip from the car to the home with the grocery bags.
Yeah. Your man
doesn't matter how many.
Oh, doesn't matter how many bags. It only takes you one trip.
I'm taking them
lined up your arm.
I can unless there's, you know, if you got like a 12-pack of soda or laundry detergent, then I can't get all the bags and that.
You make it work.
Yeah, and right now you can lift maybe one.
Well, that's why I'm choosing an arm.
You need an extra arm right now.
I think you're being narrow-sighted, gentlemen. I haven't talked to Scotty yet over there, but we all, at least at one time, considered ourselves athletes. And a third leg?
Speed you up.
The elusiveness? The extra speed from the push of another leg?
I've already had it.
The pivot?
Okay. Born with it?
No.
The speed and
elusiveness.
Yes.
But yeah.
Is there any creature that has three legs? Like, I feel like there's a reason nothing has three legs. Like, maybe there's no advantage
to it. What about three arms?
I don't think that's an advantage either. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
Nope. I see your question and I raise you my question. No,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think there's anything in the world that has three arms or three legs.
Maybe we just haven't evolved enough yet.
Yeah.
That's true. Scotty, what's in your head over here?
Well, I'm sorry. I was thinking arm, too. I was trying to think of a good reason for a third leg, but I think three arms would be ideal.
Okay. I agree, actually. I was really hoping there'd be more on the other side.
I mean, think about the world we live in. My one arm could be holding my phone, 100%. Watching reels while my other two arms are doing what they should be doing.
The productivity goes so far up at this point.
I mean, Kelly did have a three-legged dog for a period of time, but I don't think that helped it.
Because he got shot.
Well, I know, but it did have a three-legged dog. And yeah. I don't think there was any advantage to...
Well, it's not... You're not... That was a handicap.
I understand. I understand. I'm grasping at straws right here trying to figure out if there's any advantage to having a third leg.
All right.
What would a kangaroo look like with a third leg? What would it do for the kangaroo?
I think how much higher they jump. Am I right?
Maybe.
Kind of does. His tail's long. Acts as a leg.
It does. Yeah. That's true. I don't know. Terrible question, Andy. Keep going.
They can't all be winners, I guess. Hey, listeners, send us some good questions, please.
Please. Let's not rely on Andy for his questions anymore.
We're accepting resumes for a new host.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, listen, if you guys would like a free t-shirt, all you got to do is submit a question to us that we're going to use on air.
Sweet.
Yeah. And you get a coupon code for a free t-shirt from our merch store. We've added a few items, so if you haven't been there in a while, please check it out. You can find all that in the show notes. And send us questions, either through our website or directly to our email, social medias. It's theultimatetriviapodcast@gmail.com. We got all kinds of ways to get a hold of us. Huh. Cool? All right. 2 days synopsis. I really don't know where we're going to go with this. Easy, hard. It's a mystery. We're going to revisit headlines of the 1990s.
Oh, boy.
News headlines.
Sorry, headlines of the what?
Of the what?
Of the 1990s.
Interesting.
Okay. I came across a CNN article that was 90 headlines of the 90s, and I just ripped 10 of them out of there that I wanted to use for trivia.
Wow. Okay.
So, the 90s were marked by rapid globalization, political upheaval, and cultural shifts. The decade saw the rise of the European Union, the spread of the internet, and major advancements in science and technology. Conflicts in the Balkans and Rwanda highlighted the complexities of international intervention, while economic growth surged in many parts of the world following the Cold War's end. In the U.S., pop culture boomed with the dominance of cable TV, hip-hop, and tech innovation. Meanwhile, the public relationship with the media changed dramatically, shaped by 24-hour news cycles and a growing influence of celebrity culture. The birth of internet, pre-social media, right? Internet was still just a baby. Mm-hmm. A lot of chat rooms.
Dial-up.
What do you guys think? Give me some predictions here.
I don't feel good about it. I wasn't a news watcher in the 90s.
No.
Other than maybe like SportsCenter.
I'm going to go with Scott.
I feel good about Brian, too.
We did
too.
Have Channel 1 in
remember Channel that? One, yeah.
So, yeah, that's true.
In school.
Anderson right? Cooper.
Where I paid Lisa so Ling. Much attention.
Yeah. And I was always locked in taking notes through.
Yeah.
And I think they played it first thing in the morning, so there was a good chance Nick wasn't to school yet by that
good
point.
Lord.
Wow. I like it. I think it depends on how descriptive the headline is, right? I mean,
you're going to be upset with me because I put a lot of words into this one, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
I feel like you write episodes just to make me feel stupid.
It's just an added bonus.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
It's not intentional.
It's not intentional. It's okay.
Freudian, I guess.
Fair enough.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on 1990s news headlines, and I will be your host. Here's how it works. I'll read the questions. You'll write your answers on your whiteboard, and when I say reveal, you're going to show your answers. If you get it right, Nick will award you a point, right?
Yes, sir.
And if you get it wrong, that is when the fun begins. So let's see who ends up on top today. Gentlemen, board's ready. Question number one. In 1996, scientists at the Roslin Institute in Scotland made global headlines by cloning the first mammal from an adult somatic cell. What type of animal was cloned and named Dolly? Kelly Bryan, quick. Scotty's moving. Nick's writing. What do we think?
I had the name Dolly down before you even said it.
Okay.
Just had to add the animal.
Sure. Brian, you feel good?
Yeah. Okay. I've learned better to get confident. Over the last year, I've learned not to get confident.
Fair enough. All right. What was the animal that was first cloned in Scotland and named Dolly? Let's see the boards, fellas. We got a sheep from Nick and Scott, Kelly and Brian. That's a 100%er out of the gate. No Dr. Ofers tonight.
I was concerned about if I had to go goat or sheep or if it would have mattered because I was not 100%.
I would not have accepted goat.
You would not have.
It's a different animal, right? I mean,
I don't know.
It's
a different animal, yeah.
Is there a big difference between the two? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
they both have four legs
and are mostly white usually.
Well, right. I'm glad I went sheep.
Yeah. Well, Dolly the sheep was cloned using a technique called somatic cell nuclear transfer.
Naturally.
A scientific milestone that sparked worldwide debate about cloning, genetics, and medical ethics. She was the first mammal cloned from an adult cell, lived for over 6 years, and became a symbol of both groundbreaking science and bioethical controversy. She is stuffed in a museum in Scotland now.
Oh, nice. Is she really?
Yeah.
I was just about to make up something, but you just
She did. So was I.
I was literally about to say something.
Yeah. I was going
to
say she was a big Def Leppard fan.
I don't get...
you know what?
That to
the
me.
Rest of the podcast, I'm just going to add at the end of your flavor
okay,
text.
Deal. I don't understand the Def Leppard comment. I'm lost.
I don't either.
No, just... She was a big rock music. I mean, there's no logic
add bio
to it.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's all you okay. doing.
Yeah.
Now
I thought there was actually some kind of correlation. Yeah,
no, don't no, overthink it.
You know they're cloning dire wolves now.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's not the Game of Thrones thing. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's barely a variation on the gray wolf. Barely.
Okay.
Truly. Right. I listened to a whole podcast on it, actually. Yep. Nerded out. Okay. Everybody ready for question number two? Let's do it. After being pursued by paparazzi through the streets of Paris, Princess Diana was fatally injured in a car crash on August 31st of 1997. Her death sparked global mourning and a reckoning with media ethics and royal protocol. At what historic London landmark was her funeral service held?
Wow.
Historic.
You kept saying things that I thought were going to be like the question.
Yeah.
In the question. Or the aunt, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah. We want to know what historic London landmark was Princess Diana's funeral service held.
I wrote something down. I don't actually know if it's in London or not.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I have no idea.
You know, geography's never been my thing.
Depends on how you say it.
That's true.
Touche.
French.
Scotty, what are you feeling over there?
I mean, I wrote down a locale. I don't know.
What is your confidence level? It is in London, England.
I don't know. I guess 60-40. Hey, let me tell you, it's in England.
Yeah, okay.
I think.
All right, deal. That's great.
And this is where her funeral was held?
Funeral service was held.
No that's idea. Right.
No idea, Brian?
The place I wrote down is 100% in London, England.
Okay, that's good. Okay. That's good. All right, what historic London landmark was her funeral service held? Let's see them, fellas. Oh. We got Buckingham Palace from Nick and from Scott and from Kelly. Big Ben from Brian. Those are all in London. Unfortunately, we do not have a correct answer. It is Westminster Abbey.
Once I said Big Ben, all I could think about was the movie. Hey, look, kids, Big Ben. Big Ben. Oh, and then I couldn't go anywhere else.
That was the other thing I could think of. Yeah.
Hey, look, Big Ben.
They're stuck in the roundabout.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, once I thought of that, that's all I could think of.
Big Ben. Parliament.
Yeah, I this was as big a story as a global story as I can remember at that point in time. And I agree. I was a teenager. I wasn't paying attention to the news, but. I mean,
I think everybody remembers that. Everybody, that's why. I mean, that was pretty huge.
A monster event.
What exactly is Westminster Abbey? Is that part of the flavor text, I assume?
Yeah. Well, not really.
Glad you asked.
Kind of.
I don't know what that...
Really, an abbey is a religious venue.
Okay.
Over there.
So. Yeah. The church?
Yeah.
The church of some kind.
Okay. An abbess.
Westminster Abbey, a traditional site for British royalty ceremonies, became the setting for one of the most widely viewed funerals in history. On September 6, 1997, millions lined the streets while billions watched worldwide as mourners honored Diana's legacy. The service featured readings by her sons, music that would become iconic, and a pointed eulogy by her brother, Earl Charles Spencer, who condemned the press and defended Diana's humanity. I don't know if there's much to follow up with.
I didn't watch it.
And there are no urinals in the Abbey.
Tell me why you know that.
What?
I don't know that. I'm just going to add to your boring text every time.
I like it. I love what you're doing.
It's like a candle in the wind.
Please keep that up.
There you go. There
you've never been to like Wrigley. It's just troughs.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Please continue this.
Westminster Abbey 101.
Right. Now that I know what to expect, I'm
really leaning into the education part of that. So if you're delivering false facts on me, Doc.
Well, I'm saying it's false right now.
Okay, yeah, fair. Now we know it's coming.
Now. Everything he says is false.
They're great. Not all that long. All right, moving on to question number
you.
Three. At the 1994 Winter Olympics, media attention swirled around Americans Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan after Kerrigan was attacked during training. Despite the scandal, which skater won the gold medal in women's figure skating? 1994. You will know this when I say it.
Really?
I promise.
What?
1994 Winter Olympics. 94. All the attention was on Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Can I write down two and you just pick the right one?
Nah, it's not really like how that. We do it, really.
It should be.
Yeah. Despite that scandal, which skater won the gold medal in women's figure skating?
I was ready to write down Jeff Galooly.
Can you tell us what country? Is that out of the question?
You want a hint?
I do.
Are you guys all that like super clueless?
I mean, is anybody here?
I have a name. I just can't. I'm trying to pinpoint the name.
Then no hints then. I mean, if y'all were just completely lost, we'd throw one out there. But all right. Doc's going to the board. Nick is writing something, and I can't wait to see what it comes up with. Brian, you got a name on a board?
Yeah.
All right. Uh-oh. Sure.
Why not?
That was a grin.
I'm going to be mad if I erase the right answer.
Okay.
I'm getting ready to do the same thing.
Like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to go American or not. Then that's, yeah.
No. All right. We're going to put a fiver on there. 2-1. Let's reveal. Nick's got Nadia
Comaneci.
She's a gymnast.
We got Kwan. Is it?
I had Michelle Kwan written the first time. Dang it.
Michelle Kwan from Kelly and from Scott and from Brian.
I wanted to write Christy Yamaguchi.
A little bit late. On that, it was Oksana Bayou.
Oh, okay.
Nadia Comaneci was a gymnast?
Yeah.
Huh. Like, okay.
It's a name.
I'll take
it. You put a name down. Yeah, that's half the battle.
Oksana Bayou did not come to mind at all.
No?
No.
She was a very talented young lady.
What would your hint have been?
Russian.
She was from what was formerly known as the USSR. So you got 1 in 15 in terms of the nation.
I was stuck with Comaneci thinking I had some kind of chance.
That would have changed my answer, but I don't think I would have got taxed on a bio.
Yeah. I mean, you remember her, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And now, whether you were a fan of the sport or not.
If you would have said Blades of Glory, I would have gone through the names. Then I would have possibly had a chance. Well, because
the movie.
You know, Blades of Glory?
I didn't watch
Will Ferrell?
He's their ice.
That's the only reason I know Michelle Kwan. He talks about her.
Because he talks about the tattoos.
Yeah.
He talks about she's as cold as the ice she skates on. You know, I had a chance with that, but Michelle Kwan was one of them too.
Yeah.
Well, she was just 16 years old, and Ukraine's Oksana Bayul dazzled the judges with a graceful, emotional free skate that narrowly beat Kerrigan's technically strong performance. It was Ukraine's first gold medal as an independent nation. Meanwhile, Harding finished 8th after the shoelace mishap, and the tabloid-fueled rivalry forever linked both Americans to one of the most bizarre and unforgettable chapters of the Olympics.
Hmm. And her grandpa was a Chernobyl survivor.
I read that somewhere.
I mean,
you're tricking me. You're 3-for-3 with tricking me.
And he was like, really?
I was trying to figure out which lady you were talking about.
He has three arms now, but he survived.
Somehow he gets along.
Oh, shit. That was a decent movie. I don't remember if it was made for TV or released, but there was a Harding name.
The one about Oksana Bayul's dad who survived Chernobyl?
Yes, that one too.
Come on, I, Tonya?
Yes, I am.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that made for TV? I don't remember.
No, but it was a real movie.
It was the girl from Ted Lasso, wasn't it?
No.
Keely from Ted Lasso?
No, I, Tonya was, what's her name from Wolf of Wall Street? I can't think of her name.
Margot Robbie,
yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Anyway, I believe you. You're the movie guy.
Trashed herself up for that one, huh?
Yeah, she did.
All right, moving on. Question number four. In 1991, the world's first website went live, launching a new era in global communication. What does WWW stand for in a web address? WWW. All right. Ooh. I think we got some confidence in these boards, gentlemen. And ladies, those of you listening.
Well, we kind of need one. We're all crapping the bed pretty hard so far.
All right. Well, I wasn't sure. We'll know better next time. All right. Everybody finished writing. I got markers on tables. What does WWW stand for in a web address? Let's see the boards. We got World Wide Web from Nick and Scott and Kelly and Brian. Yep. That's all the right, right answer.
Oof. I was kind of concerned about the drought we were all going on.
Yeah. I've said this before. I don't remember if it was in this room or not. We live in such a unique period where the majority of our childhood was without the internet.
Nope.
The entirety of our adult life was with the internet. There's a very narrow window of, you know, people
where
that's true. And it makes parenting almost impossible because we understand all the technology, but we don't understand what it's like going through that as a child.
Yeah, and we're the only generation that has that.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What year was that?
1991 was the first website. It's when it went live. Well, let me tell you about it.
Okay.
Created by Tim Berners-Lee at CERN, the World Wide Web began as a tool to help researchers share information. It quickly grew into a foundational piece of the internet, revolutionizing how people work, learn, and connect. The launch of the first website marked the start of the digital information age. Technology just flows from there. Doc, what do you got for us?
Originally designed to run on helium, not electricity.
There's a finite amount of helium, actually, right?
Right.
So it originated at CERN, as in like the Hadron Collider CERN?
In Switzerland, where that is. Hmm. There you go.
Wow. All
think Lena Headey is...
All my knowledge from that comes from the Big Bang Theory.
Yes, 100%. Yes, thank God for TV. What are you saying,
Kelly? What are we doing about Lena Headey?
Lena Headey is considered like the founder of either like the internet or cell phone service. Why we have that.
Queen Cersei?
No.
Isn't that Lena Headey?
That's Lena Headey.
I'm sorry.
No, that's...
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Let me get back to you. Hold on. She's an old actress.
Hedley Lamarr?
No.
No. No.
Lena Horne? Oh, man. Lena Horne was an old actress.
Our pre-show meeting might have gone a little long.
Like sheep's wool? Lanolin? Yeah, maybe not doing meetings before the show with all the drinking.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we can move on while Kelly's trying to figure
Kelly's
out
going
to
come back to that.
Lena, whatever he's talking
Question
about.
Number five. In 1997, just days after the world mourned the death of Princess Diana, another beloved global humanitarian passed away at the age of 87. What woman, known for her decades of service to the poor and sick in Kolkata, India, died just 5 days after Diana?
Say that location one more time. It didn't sound right.
Kolkata?
Calcutta? Not
Calcutta.
Calcutta? That's what I was
saying. Not how it's spelled.
Beautiful area. Beautiful.
K-O-L-K-A-T-A. That's not Calcutta in my eyes. Brian, you feel good. You're confident, brother. You're staring me down even.
I don't know.
Okay. Yep. We've been down that road, haven't we?
I mean, I feel like this is a hundo.
Good.
Yeah.
5 days after Princess Di.
I mean, I feel like I took a good shot, but I'm not confident.
Okay. Another beloved global humanitarian passed away at the age of 87. What woman, known for her decades of service to the poor and sick in Kolkata, India, just died?
Wait a minute, Brian, don't turn around.
That has to be Calcutta. Kolkata?
K-O-L-K-A-T-A.
I don't know. I've heard of Calcutta. I've never heard of Kolkata. Whatever you're saying,
Kolkata.
Scotty came from Kolkata, India. Bologna. Maybe you know,
just a pronunciation.
Land of sandwiches. Bologna,
that's in Italy, I think. Well, what are we doing? Are we fact checking? Do you need that as a part of your thought process?
Kelly's still scrolling, trying to figure out who Lena, whatever he was talking about. I think they'll have an answer.
We got answers.
He's lost in question four.
Doc is starting over. Really? I feel like this is an easy one.
Yeah, it is an easy one. All right. Yeah, I don't want to make an old
leaving behind.
Three.
It's fine.
Two. Let's see him, gentlemen. We got Mother Teresa from everybody but the doctor. She is the correct answer.
I wrote Mother down, and I'm Mother like, Teresa. Why can't I think of
you her? You just couldn't. It was just a Nick moment.
Mother. Yep. Yep. It was a Nick moment.
Thanks.
I like that we branded that.
I guess it's good to be known for something.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Go down as a legend.
I'll take it. Yeah.
Well, she was born in Albania. Mother Teresa devoted her life to serving the most vulnerable through her organization, the Missionaries of Charity. Her death closed a chapter on one of the most recognizable humanitarian figures of the 20th century. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979 and, super cool, later canonized as a saint in 2016. There are very few people that can say, I became a saint.
Yeah.
That
well, don't cool. you have to perform a miracle?
Technically, according to the Bible, anyway, yeah. right?
To be a saint. I don't know.
Or three, maybe. Three miracles.
I don't know. I don't know if that's in the
Scott's
Bible.
Scott's shaking his head.
That's a Catholic. That's a Catholic.
That's rule. A Catholic thing.
It's a Catholic rule.
Yeah, to be. Yeah.
Okay.
She also had a tattoo of a skull on her neck.
I swore it was a lower back tat, but you might be right.
No, she was the first woman with a neck tattoo.
Oh, man, well done.
Her name was Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy. H-E-D-Y Lamarr.
Yeah.
Famous German actress.
Okay.
Okay.
Not Lena Hedy.
I mean, no, yeah, I said Hedy Lamarr from Blazing Saddles.
It's Hedley.
That's yes. Hedley, yeah.
Yes.
That's actually a joke in the movie.
Yes, it is. It's yeah. said multiple times.
Yeah.
It's Hedley.
It's Hedley.
All right, that was five questions, Nicholas. Why don't you update the score for us?
Sure. Currently, the doctor has two, and the rest of us have three.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay.
Not bad. Right,
first time since February I've been in it at the five.
Yeah, hey, good job, B. Yeah. Good job. I'm impressed.
All right, fellas, second half. Doesn't get easier. I don't think it gets any harder either.
Okay.
Interesting.
Right. Yeah, I think we spread them out pretty nice. Question number six. On April 19th, 1995, a truck bomb exploded outside a federal building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people and injuring hundreds more. Who was the main perpetrator behind the attack? The deadliest domestic terrorism act in U.S. history.
At the time.
Yeah, touche, huh?
Well, I guess it's domestic.
Domestic, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Still stands.
Brian, I know you know this one. Nick?
Of course Brian knows it. He knows anything when it comes to death or destruction. Oh, he's a dark dude. I think, I started with the nickname that I could think of who I think the person was, and then the name appeared.
Became available.
Unless I'm completely wrong. That's also it's always a good possibility with
never
me.
Know, right? So the Oklahoma City bombing, 168 people killed, plenty more injured. Who was the primary perpetrator? Let's see the boards. We got Ted Kaczynski from Nick, McVeigh from Scott, and from Kelly, and from Brian.
Dang
Timothy
it.
McVeigh yeah. is the correct answer. I knew that's where you were going when you said yep. the nickname.
So how do you spell McVeigh?
It is
M-C-V-E-I-G-H.
Oh, I got it right. Nice okay, word. Nice.
Well, who's Ted Kaczynski? What was he? I know he's the Unabomber, right?
Unabomber.
What did he do,
though? He's out in the wood. Oh.
He sent a bunch of bombs in the mail.
Oh, okay.
To the post office.
Yeah.
But federal.
That was like in the 70s, and then he didn't get busted.
He didn't get caught until
the 90s, right? He wrote a big, long manifesto and sent it to the Washington Post, where they printed it. They still didn't know who it was. And then his brother identified parts of Timothy McVeigh in this manifesto.
Oh, yeah. See, there's my confusion.
There you go.
That clearly. Must have been it.
It wasn't. Didn't,
I got the first name
like,
right.
Very intelligent. I feel like,
that's true. What's going on?
Yeah, I got super. Yeah, lived in like a shack in the woods, but he's very intelligent.
Yeah.
Who was?
And
Ted Kaczynski.
Was he?
Super smart.
And his writings were about technology and what they were going to do to society. I mean,
oh, really?
Very pretty, Orwellian.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if Scott's being real or
no, I'm sorry. That's true. I'm sorry.
I second that.
Okay. Here comes Scott's fun fact in a minute. McVeigh, aided by Terry Nichols, carried out the attack using a Ryder truck filled with a fertilizer-based explosive. The bombing targeted the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building and was intended as retaliation against the federal government. The tragedy led to major shifts in anti-terrorism legislation and increased awareness of domestic extremism. Scotty?
He was a zero handicap golfer.
That is gold. I can't. That is gold. He hit bombs off the tee, I'll tell you that. Wow.
He hit bombs off the tee.
I missed that one at first. Oh, golly.
God. Wow.
All right. Let's move on to question number 7.
Wow.
In April 1993, during a quarterfinal match in Hamburg, Germany, a top-ranked women's tennis player was stabbed in the back by a deranged fan while sitting courtside during a changeover. Who was this athlete who had been ranked number one in the world and was just 19 years old at the time? I can tell you, writing this article, I would have absolutely remembered the event and would not have been able to come up with a name.
I could see it in my head.
Oh, yeah, me too.
The incident.
I'd have had a hard time.
I'm having a hard time with the name. Like, I think I know. Like,
did you stab her? Is it you?
Like a picture.
I wouldn't put it past.
I feel like I can see her, but I cannot think of a name.
This was so, I mean, you watched it happen.
Yeah.
Pretty wild.
That was a big, crazy ESPN watching the era.
Definitely. Right in the heyday.
This is bugging me.
Yep.
It'll bug you worse when you see it.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly
right. Read it one more time, Andy.
All right. In 1993, during a quarterfinal match in Hamburg, Germany, a top-ranked women's tennis player was stabbed in the back by a deranged fan while sitting courtside during a changeover. Who was this athlete who was ranked number one in the world and was just 19 years old at the time?
Dang it. Cannot think of her name.
Yep. Find a name on the board, brother.
Mm-hmm. I know it's not right, but
okay.
The right name.
Oh, let's reveal. We got Monica Seles from Brian and Kelly and Anna Kornikova from Scotty.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And we got Chris Everett from Nicholas. So points for Brian and Kelly.
Nice job, boys.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see this video. It's on replay in my brain. I saw it so many times.
Yeah.
No, like the video's not playing in my head, but her, like the dark hair, like. I just couldn't.
Was she known for the grunts?
She was.
She was the. She was like the
OG
one
grunter.
Yeah, like really that loud every right. time she hit it. Yeah.
No pun intended, but that sounds right.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
Kelly, let's get that again. It's fantastic.
Oh, damn, Monica Seles.
Monica Seles was the youngest ever French Open champion at the age of 16 and had already won 8 Grand Slam titles by the time of this attack. The assailant was a fan obsessed with rival Steffi Graf and wanted to see her reclaim the top spot. The incident sidelined Seles for over 2 years, and while she eventually returned to the game and even won the 1996 Australian Open, she never quite regained her dominant form. Hmm.
She was also an early investor in the Hard Rock Cafe.
I knew that.
Planet Hollywood.
I knew that.
I just want to get some nodes on his brain as he's coming up with these. Brilliant.
It's brilliant. It's just fantastic.
All right. Nice job, gentlemen to my right.
Yes.
Let's move on to question number 8. In July of 1997... NASA successfully landed a spacecraft on Mars as part of a groundbreaking mission that included a small wheeled rover named Sojourner. What was the name of the mission that re-energized public interest in Mars exploration? The name of the mission. This is later in the 90s. We're busier and far more wrapped up in our own lives. We're not watching Channel 1 anymore. Well, some of us are.
I was.
Yeah. I guess half the room was.
Name of the mission that sent the Mars rover.
That's right.
What year was it?
July 1997. NASA successfully landed a spacecraft on Mars as part of a groundbreaking mission that included a small wheeled rover named Sojourner. What was the name of the mission that re-energized the public's interest in Mars exploration? We got one final board.
No idea.
Finalized. Everybody ready?
No.
Oh, let's see Nick's first.
Sure.
We got Frontier from Nick, Discovery from Scott, Curiosity from Kelly, Mission Orange from... Yeah, that's not bad, actually. From Brian. We do not have a correct answer, and you've all heard of this. It was Pathfinder.
Mm. Yeah. It's a Nissan. That's all.
Yeah, well, that too.
Wouldn't have been...
I was going to say Total Recall.
Isn't the Red Planet?
I don't know.
It is.
You were right either.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying you picked a color.
I didn't know. Yeah, I was guessing. I was a wild
jump
guess
over the table.
I don't care. I was guessing. I don't know.
Oh boy.
Plays a prominent role in the movie The Martian.
One of your favorites?
Yep.
At least I know the book is one of your favorites.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. Yeah.
I did not make that connection.
There you go.
That it was a real, that they were referencing a real craft. Yeah.
There you go. Mm. The Mars Pathfinder mission launched in December of 1996 and landed on July 4th, 1997. Now, I had to look into that pretty good because they tell us that it takes us 2 years to get to Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
And so how'd that happen in like 8 months? I didn't really have a good answer, but it is confirmed that that was real.
I know I've seen stuff on the internet. It just depends on where we're at on our rotation.
Proximity.
It can be different at different times.
Yeah, there's like a window of time that you can leave Earth for Mars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
What that window of time is, I don't know.
America's Independence Day. It was the first successful Mars landing since the Viking missions and proved that low-cost, high-impact planetary exploration was possible.
The Vikings went to Mars?
I was thinking the same
thing.
That's
really impressive.
I watched that series. They never went to Mars.
I never saw that. Never saw that. They're always going to England.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny. The tiny rover Sojourner sent back pictures and data that captivated the public and inspired a new wave of interest in space science, laying the groundwork for future missions like Spirit, Curiosity, and Perseverance.
Oh, so Curiosity
is a real...
Oh, I thought you just made it up, Kelly.
I didn't know if it was a mission or an actual...
Curiosity and Perseverance are both still sending photos back as last night.
Nice, Kelly.
So I wrote Discovery. Was that a ship?
That was a shuttle, if I recall correctly.
What about Endeavor?
Old was
that
one? Ship.
That was a shuttle also.
Was it? Okay. Those are the two that were in my head, but I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, we should have wrote Diversity.
Yeah,
100%.
Exactly. Old wooden ship.
It's the implication.
Speaking of diversity, the original name was Yo Mama, but was vetoed.
Mission Yo Mama?
Yep. Vetoed on what grounds?
How we get into Mars? Yo Mama.
Republicans.
Obviously. That plays.
Oh, man, that was eight. Nicholas, where are we on this chaotic episode?
All right. Everybody's still in it. Scott and I only have three. Kelly and Brian both have five.
Well, big league.
There
big
is a chance. I don't feel very good about it, but there's a chance, Scott.
Really like these last two questions.
You really do?
I really do. Oh, I really like the last one, especially.
All right.
In 1992, this question number nine, by the way.
Okay.
A notorious organized crime boss was convicted after years of evading prosecution. Who was the mobster known as the Teflon Don?
Made it too easy with that.
You think I should have left that last part out?
Yep.
It didn't help me.
No.
1992.
A notorious organized crime boss was convicted after years of evading prosecution. Who was the mobster known as the Teflon Don?
Man,
Brian, I've been in your spot before where there was a additional hint that I didn't need.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop saying
it. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Stop reading the question.
Like, I know
already.
The nickname. I just cannot think of who that is.
There you go.
1992.
Kelly's writing. Scotty, you got something?
I wrote down a word.
There we go. That's half the battle. So we're waiting on Nick to have something pop in that brain.
I'm blanking hard.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, I'm blank. Yeah, go ahead.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh.
He's going to change it.
I should know this.
He's changing. Ready? Yeah. All right, let's see the boards.
I'm blank.
We got Gotti from Scott.
Oh,
he changed it to the right answer. Gotti from Kelly. John Gotti from Brian. That is the correct answer.
Hey. Just served his time in Marion, Illinois.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yep. A couple hours south of us. What did you have down first?
Whitey Bulger.
No kidding.
The Teflon Don. I'm like, Whitey Bulger is not the Teflon Don, and I couldn't think of it in the last second.
Whew. It hit.
Well done.
Yeah. Hey. Nice work. What was the What was the crime family? Brian?
Oh, it was a Bambino?
Gambino.
Gambino.
As the head.
Gambino?
Gambino.
The Babe Ruth of Mafia?
Yeah.
That'd be a fun.
Just use baseball bats.
As the head of the Gambino crime family, Gotti gained fame for repeatedly beating charges in the 1980s. The streak ended when his underboss, Sammy the Bull Gravano, testified against him. Gotti was sentenced to life in prison, and he died in 2002.
His conviction marked a significant victory in the FBI's long war against organized crime and brought the curtain down on one of the most publicized crime figures in modern American history.
Hmm.
This is your jam, Brian.
Yeah,
right. It
was his fault.
Scott. What do we have from Scotty on John Gotti?
Well, you're going to find this really interesting.
I'll be
actually kind of
that.
Ironic. He was allergic to spaghetti. Isn't that crazy?
That is a rough day when you're a monster.
Real tough guy.
I don't think he's allowed to be a godfather.
What happened? Did he just get a little itchy? His neck got a little itchy?
Broke out in hives, yeah.
The only cure was garlic bread.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Scotty, that is awesome. All right, we're moving into question number 10. Are we still tied, Nicholas?
Yeah, they
yes.
are.
And at all.
Yeah, Kelly and Brian are tied with six.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
The Doc and I are out of the mix.
I love my tiebreaker. I hope we get there.
Come on, B. You're due.
1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona. The United States men's basketball team, known as the Dream
Kelly's team, got this. Damn it. Uh-huh.
Dominated international competition with an all-star roster featuring MJ, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird, who was the head coach. Who was the head coach responsible for managing this unprecedented collection of NBA talent? Kelly is capped.
I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
Sitting up so proper. He wants to flex somehow, but his shoulder hurts.
I actually want to change it.
Well, that option still exists.
This is wrong, but it popped in my head. I don't even know if he's associated with basketball.
I have two in my head.
But I'm going to go with
it. Okay, I dig it.
I have two in my head.
Nick's got two. He talks about the Dream Team regularly, obviously.
I feel like I can see his face.
Brian is our...
But the name... Something popped in my head, so I went with it.
Like, I almost want to help you at this point.
I know.
No.
Right. I want to change it because I want to get it wrong intentionally.
No.
I think you should.
No.
I think you should.
Scotty got a book.
I got her name written down.
Is he a basketball coach?
Yeah.
At some point he was.
Yeah.
Okay. Who coached the Dream Team? Let's see it. We got Chuck Daly from Brian, from Kelly, Rick Pitino from Scott. We got Chuck Daly from Nick.
Yep.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, all right, I got
it. That away.
Nicely done.
Chuck I can see his face. And
I would not have gotten that correct.
Coach K was popping in my head, too.
He's been
I know he coached, but I couldn't remember.
He's been for the last several years.
Yeah.
I thought about asking who was the only non-professional on the team, but, I mean, that is literally just handing it to Brian.
That was too easy.
We would have all known that.
I thought you were going to go with, like, what team do they beat to win the gold medal?
Yeah,
that's kind of where I thought I was going. That's why I was like, Cuz got this.
I wouldn't know that.
I don't know.
Lithuania, I believe.
I was so thinking Lithuania for some reason. I don't know why.
Big basketball in Lithuania?
Yeah. I would have figured,
you're all of Europe, yeah.
I know.
You'd think I'd have that information. I don't know who they beat, though. Wow. Well, Chuck Daly, already a two-time NBA champion with the Detroit Pistons, was chosen to lead what's still considered the greatest basketball team ever assembled. He earned the trust of basketball legends by treating each player with respect and letting their talents shine without micromanagement. The Dream Team won every game by an average of, anybody got a guess?
31.2 points per game.
44 points.
Wow.
Never called a single timeout.
That's crazy.
And forever changed the global appeal of basketball.
It was Croatia.
There you go.
Oh, Croatia. Okay.
Daly's leadership was instrumental in tuning a team of superstars into a united, unstoppable force.
I would have guessed something like, you know, Spain or France, you know, a country.
France
that,
is usually a pretty good, or yeah. Croatia seems like they always put talent
on. I think Croatia had Tony Kukoc on that team.
Yeah,
that's
that
when
makes sense.
The Bulls had just drafted him, and Jordan and Pippen were like,
oh,
they're going to show
this, that dude up.
The first game, because they played him before the championship game.
Yes.
And they completely shut him down. The championship game, he did really well.
He's
he showed
good
his chops.
Player, though.
Really good.
No, he was
really good.
No, he was very good.
No, I know. Yeah.
But they took turns, like each one picked a half just to shut him down.
I want to demoralize this guy.
Yeah. Like, not even like just to kind of hold him scoreless. Like, he doesn't get a shot.
You think that was awkward, you know, that following, what, June when they come back or whatever? Or no, that's...
Yeah, no, they knew he was coming to the Bulls.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Kukoc didn't feel very welcome.
Yeah, that's what I'm
getting. Watching an interview with Stockton, he's talking about being over there, what he loves. Like, no one knew who he was.
That was great.
Like, I could take my family out.
He's an accountant.
Like, you know, Jordan, Johnson. Like, everybody knows those
guys. He was walking down the street with his family with a Dream Team shirt on. With the Dream Team shirt.
Yeah, and they'd ask people if they had no idea.
Like, they'd be like, you know, what do you think of John Stockton? Like, oh, I love John Stockton. And they didn't have no idea they were talking to John Stockton.
Greg Maddux could go grocery shopping.
They stopped the lady who had a caricature of the Dream Team.
That's it.
And she's like, oh, you like the Dream Team? She's talking about how it does. And he asks his daughter, he's like, do you recognize anybody in that shirt? He's like, that's Daddy. And she's like, that's you.
That's cool. What a cool moment.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Nicholas.
Yes, sir.
Where do we finish here, buddy?
Well, Doc and I ended with 4.
Hey.
So
not respectful.
We sucked.
Yep.
Kelly and Brian are tied with 7.
7. That's a strong score.
That's a strong score.
And that means we get to work my awesome tiebreaker.
Nice. Love it.
I hope you don't get it exactly right or tie, because I don't actually have a second one written this time. And it is a guessable number.
Then we fight.
Yeah, to the death.
Battle Royale. Actually,
leg fight.
In 4 to 6 weeks when you're healed.
I am going to put the extra stipulation that we cannot go over on this number.
Cannot go over on the number.
Okay.
All right, so we're guessing a number.
So then they both could possibly lose at the same. If they both go over, then
you
kind of just pigeonhole yourself.
Okay, you can go over. Just closest to the
closest.
We'll just pause it and create a new one if we have to.
Yes.
All right. According to IMDb, how many movies did Samuel L. Jackson appear in the 1990s?
Ooh. In the 1990s.
From 1990, from January 1990 to December 31st, 1999, how many movies did Samuel L. Jackson appear in? According to IMDb, there is a minor discrepancy that we'll talk about after. How many movies? Samuel L. Jackson. Kelly, got a number on a board?
I do.
Brian?
Yep.
Anybody else playing along?
No, nope. Need to.
Okay. They can't touch their markers. You guys got a guess?
Mm-hmm.
Well, say it. They can't touch their markers.
I'm going to say in the 90s.
Yeah.
16.
Okay.
29.
Good. Let's see the boards, gentlemen. We got 23 from Kelly.
Jesus.
Wow. 76 from Brian. That is a lot. We got Kelly at 43 credited.
43.
Wow. That is insane, isn't it?
Wow.
I knew it would be high.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that high. I thought he really hit his stride in the 2000s.
43. So
now I'm officially broken. I will not win trivia ever again.
That
broke me.
That was your chance, man.
Exactly. I'll never get that close again. Let's be honest. Stop
it. All right. Well, Samuel L. Jackson made a name for himself in movies like Pulp Fiction, A Time to Kill.
Hold on. You have flavor text for the tiebreaker?
Dude, yeah, because
we usually I feel like we don't usually do flavor text for the tiebreaker.
I always do.
And he's upset about it.
Time to Kill, Jackie Brown, and my personal favorite from this list, while I do love those others, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Oh, nice. Time to Kill.
But did you know?
That's a good one.
He was in Jurassic Park?
Yes.
Yes, I did know that. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know he was in Patriot Games?
Yes.
I can't place him in Patriot.
Ooh, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I... Patriot, was he like an office guy?
Because Patriot Games, that's...
Scott, you got something on this?
Harrison Ford,
you got something on that?
Yeah. It's a Jack Ryan movie, right?
I
hope they burn in hell.
That's a time to kill.
What about Jungle Fever? Line, you remember him in Jungle Fever?
I love that line.
Yeah. Now, remember him in Goodfellas?
Well, I was just going to ask Brian.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't remember him in that.
Stacks.
Movie. Stacks.
Yeah. Stacks.
I was hoping you knew the name. Nice.
There you go. All right. Well, congratulations to Kelly.
Good job, Kelly.
Hey. Well done.
Tiebreaker king.
Yeah,
he is. All right. So, to wrap up the show, I'm just curious, of these or any other headlines you remember from your, what was largely our teen years, is there anything that you would have, you'd like to go back and observe, whether it is to, unravel a mystery or... You know, just anything that comes to mind that intrigues you, you'd like to be a fly on the wall. And before Kelly steals it.
In the 90s.
Yeah, in the 90s, ideally. I'd love to know what really happened with Tupac and Biggie.
Oh, that's a good
one. Unsolved.
Well done.
Right?
That's a good one.
Off the top of my head right now, I wish Kelly was in that federal building that Timothy...
That's, wow. That's some bad juju to put in the world,
I'm
bro.
Scared. I'm scared. So 90s... To me, Waco, Texas. I would have known.
Yeah.
I would have liked to know more about that.
That's right. Yeah.
Of course, like I had to deal with the cold, you freak.
Prominent.
I'm with you on the Tupac and Biggie. I would like to know.
It's
the real story.
Unsolved. It's just kind of not even a story anymore. But
Every once in a while, they'll come up. You'll hear something, right?
Yeah.
And then it kind of disappears.
Yeah, he's living on an island with, you know, whatever.
Well, no, I mean, like, so recently they talked about, they thought they had proof maybe that Diddy was involved.
Sure.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, I but I mean, like, it kind of just disappeared, though, so that tells me nothing came of it.
Anybody
but, like, every once in a while you hear something and then just, but here's my thing, like, right there on the Vegas Strip, and it's like, it's hard, how did they not figure
you remember what
so it makes me wonder, like, what's really going on, like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, not to get all conspiracy on you, but it seems pretty weird you can't figure that out.
Sure.
Like, celebrity killed right there on the Vegas Strip, you can't, I don't know.
Do you remember what the event was that all the celebrities were in town for?
In Vegas? Hip Hop Source Awards?
Was it Source Awards?
No.
Don't remember.
In Vegas, musical related.
Oh, boxing
match? Tyson fight.
Tyson fight.
Tyson fight.
Okay.
Interesting.
Nice.
Scotty, has anything come to mind?
Yeah.
I say
mine's,
90s news.
Mine's music related, but.
What?
Shocker.
It's crazy.
I would have liked to have been at a club in the rise of Nirvana. I would like to have seen them before they blew up, just to witness the spectacle that was about to change music.
Like that video, the homemade video they have, and the first time they played Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
Kids are just kind of like standing around like nothing.
What is it?
Do you realize how iconic this song's going to be?
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
So,
not at all. The answer.
My daughters and Scott's daughter just went by his house, his childhood home the other day.
When in Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, Washington.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a museum now, apparently, like, right?
Yeah, National like a
landmark or something.
Yeah, you can.
Somebody's cash.
Private tours. There, right? Someone, I think, bought it and turned it into
it's Airbnb.
Private tour.
You
know.
You can sleep with the gun.
Yeah. That's where I was thinking about going. I knew you would do it.
Thank
you. Yes.
Just needed a little nudge.
That's not the house where he blew his head off.
No, it's not. No, it's
where he grew up and got depressed. And
that one actually is an Airbnb. No. What comes to mind? 90s news stories. Dream Team. I mean, you follow the Dream Team intensely, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I know everything about that. Because you mentioned like a mystery or something that you would like to know more about.
It could answer a question. It doesn't have to. It could just be something you want to observe.
I'm not sure. I really don't have anything. You said Tupac and Biggie, and that resonated with me. And I
can't JonBenet
really,
Ramsey?
I can't really get past
the 90s?
Well, I was this close, but I had so much death already in my trivia that I didn't want to put a JonBenet. I almost put a JonBenet in there.
Yeah.
You guys know what day she died?
No.
With the Atlanta bombing, you know?
The Atlanta bombing?
That was in
the Olympic
bombing?
Yeah.
96, right?
96
Atlanta.
I'm just saying that was a story. That was a big story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Got nothing on that either.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
No, I don't.
It was a bombing in the Olympics.
What about a sport
96?
Event? Is there a sport event? Did the Giants win the series in the 90s at all?
No, that started in the 2000s. I'm
done with Nick.
Baseball, I mean, they had the strike year, 94? You know, they had the home run.
98. They brought it back.
That race in 98. I mean, the strike year, you know. That, I was kind of disappointed. Like Tony Gwynn was on the verge of hitting 400, that kind of stuff.
Matt Williams was on his pace to break the record at that point.
But that's not really, you know, if it would have played out, I guess. Yeah. You know, maybe to curiosity. How
Nick, we need to wrap this up. Yeah.
We do. I have to use the bathroom, actually. Yeah. let's wrap this up.
On that note, that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave us a review. Check out the social media links we have there in the show notes. We'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you the exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia in style. Shop now at www.warriorlogowear.com. Through the link in our show notes, on social, or at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. Big thanks to Warrior Logo Wear for teaming up with us. Now let's get to the trivia.